many layers to what we see within World Dairy Expo. And the excitement really is to showcase what's happening within the dairy industry. But another level is to showcase Wisconsin dairy as well. Randy Romanski is the Secretary of Agriculture for the state of Wisconsin.
World Dairy Expo is just one of those shining examples of this is where the world comes to for dairy. Whether they want to see the best cows in the world being shown, or if they want to talk about genetics or equipment, or if they want to talk about feed or animal care, it's all here. And it's great to have one-stop shopping. It's, you know, personally, it's great to showcase America's Dairyland in a way that people understand that you can find it all here, and we want you to have that relationship with us, the see, feel, touch relationship that World Dairy Expo brings. But we want that to be a lasting relationship too, that people know that, and when they think of dairy, we want them to think about Wisconsin. We want them to think about the World Dairy Expo, and it's a great calling card for the state.
And for your Department of Agriculture, it's boots on the ground from your state vets all the way down.
It is. Yeah, that's a really good way to look at it. We provide a lot of services to this event, but the one that I like to point to a lot is this is an international event. There are people from all around the world who are coming here because this is where they want to learn more about dairy. And we have a small but mighty international team that works to market Wisconsin products around the world. And they work very hard all the time. But this week in particular, there are delegations coming in from all over the world for this event. And in addition to being at World Dairy Expo and talking to the vendors and seeing the animals, we get them out. We have them visit businesses, the Center for Dairy Research at UW-Madison, just down the road, great place to have people go. And then obviously getting them out on the farms, talking to farmers. It's just a great example of some of how our agency can be a resource to people who are coming to this event.
So, I mean, obviously besides the role that you have as a secretary, what excites you about agriculture in general, not just Wisconsin agriculture,
yeah,
but overall?
Yeah, well, you know, it's great to work for and with people who feed their neighbors and feed the world. And every time we get to talk about that, share that experience, it just connects people closer to their food. That really excites me, is making sure that we're making the connection between farmer and consumer, between the people who grow or process the food and the end consumer, no matter where that consumer lives. It could be just down the road in a buy local kind of sense, or it could be around the world someplace. That's one of the things that excites me the most, is connecting people to their food. And, you know, Wisconsin, the Midwest, the U.S. feeds the world.
What conversations do you have with your counterparts across the upper Midwest as harvest is now underway? It's been an interesting growing year with some decent weathers. What things are you guys sharing back and forth?
We do a lot. We do share a lot. And actually, our National Association of State Department of Agriculture meeting was just recently. And that's a great time for all states to come together, especially this time of year with harvest. So we get to kind of hear what's going well, what's not going as well. And one of the things I've heard from a lot of other states in the Midwest is that weather's been kind of spotty. Not enough rain in some parts of a state, but too much in another. Or in some places it balanced out. In Wisconsin, knock on wood, we've been pretty fortunate with a pretty good growing season. The crops look great. That's good. But it's really important for us as a state to learn from other states. The NASDA meeting, one of the panels was about some of the challenges farmers are facing right now because of markets, because of input prices, because of maybe a loss of a international market that they rely on. It's a really challenging time for farmers. And it was important for us to learn from those conversations too.
And Wisconsin isn't sheltered from that either.
Nobody is. I mean, decisions about access to markets are made above all of our heads, right? And in those instances where there are kind of disturbances to get to some markets, our state, and I think other states take the same approach, work with their farmers, work with their industry. What can we do? What can we do? Because we need to focus on how we can make a difference. And we're pretty fortunate. And some of our, I'll broaden it out. Midwestern states got a lot to offer. I mean, there's a whole lot grown and processed in the Midwest, especially so from Wisconsin. The diversity of agriculture is an important part of our $116 billion industry. And more, we look for opportunities to export those products and create those relationships around the world. So that's what we can do. So that's what we're trying to help.
So I'm going to throw this at you from a Department of Ag, Trade and Consumer Protection to a Nebraska dairy farmer. What would you want them to know about what you guys do within your department to promote the industry as Nebraska's dairy continues to grow, that maybe they could follow your example? And you know, they say imitation's the best form of flattery sometimes.
I think it's a really good point. And this is one of those learn from each other kind of moments, Susan. I mean, no matter which states, and I'll kind of keep it in the Midwest here because we have so much in common with a lot of our Midwestern states, is you're going to find the same mix and blend, I think, that can be a calling card for all of us. And to me, it starts on the ground. Healthy soil and water, really important part of everything, whether you're growing crops for animals or growing crops for people or whatever the case might be. Soil and water conservation efforts matter a lot. And so just to bring it back to your question about the dairy industry, that's a really important part of it. We've seen farmers here dramatically embrace not only the value of soil and water conservation, but the ability of saying, hey, let's work on some things that work in our backyard, instead of, you know, here's a template. And I think that's been a really big plus, and something I would recommend to any other states, and I think other states are doing more and more of that, like we are. I think look to the international marketplace, and I don't want to skip over the local marketplace because I'm a big buy local person, right?
So,
but our agency spends a lot of time trying to help market products from the local to the international. And one of the things that our state benefits from, so other states that might not have it, I think Nebraska does have an international team, but having an international marketing team helps a lot. One of the things that we've been able to kind of hang our hat on here in Wisconsin recently, and I know other states have had conversations with us about it, is our state, our governor, and our legislature agreed, I like to say that because people need to hear that it happens, have agreed that marketing products from Wisconsin around the world is an important thing, and they provided grants to businesses, to farmers, to processors, to help them find their market, find their countries, learn how to label products in certain countries, know more about the markets, know about consumer preferences. And I think that's made a huge difference too, that ability to invest in markets around the world.
At World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.